Welcome to today's episode of the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward Friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Barista League. Their upcoming event, High Density, is a brand new coffee conference that's unlike any other you've attended. Its program is free, 100% digital, and focuses on relevant and practical information that you can put to use immediately. This event, which takes place on the 9th of March, features an international program of speakers including Willem Davies, Kat Melhem, Frida Yuan, Lem Butler, and Vava Nguyenyi. This event is a must attend in 2021. Register for free at thebaristaleague.com/mapforward. You'll find all the links in the show notes below. Today on the podcast, we are carrying on from yesterday's conversation on the podcast, and we are exploring, do I have a viable product? What is a viable product? Let's start there. So a viable product is a product that does a couple of things. It solves a problem. So you have customers because you're solving their problem. And second of all, it's a profitable product. I said that quite weird. It's a profitable product. So running your business with these products or this product will lead to a profitable business. So you need a business that is going to not just break even. You need to be running a business that delivers on profitability and your life currencies so that you're motivated to continue running this business for as long as possible. Well, at least as long as you want to be there. So let's explore the questions that you need to be asking yourself to answer the question, do I have a viable product? First of all, what is the product? So your product could be you are selling a cup of coffee, or you are selling retail direct-to-consumer roasted coffee bags, or you are selling bottles of bottled beverages. Are you selling an app in the coffee industry? Are you selling green coffee? Are you selling a service? What is the product? I need you to clearly define what the product is. Next question, what are my COGS, my cost of goods sold. So this is the number that it costs you to create just the product. That's the thing that you see in front of you. It does not include the cost of running your business, just the product itself. The next question though is what will it cost me to run my business? That's your operating expenses. Because you are going to add your cost of goods sold with your operating expenses, and you're going to figure out what it will cost you projected to have this business. And then what you're going to figure out is, if that is what it's going to cost me to run my business, how much will I need to sell this product for to run at a profit? If you can come up with a number that you believe your customer will pay for, then you are starting to have the beginnings of what a viable business will look like. But before you can answer that, what you need to do is figure out who your customer is. Very clearly define who your customer is, what age group, where they live, how much do they earn, are they a particular personality type? So for example, are they people who are open-minded? Are they early adopters of products? Are they the kind of people who just like to play it safe? Define as much as you can about your customer. And then when you define who the kind of customer that would buy your product is, ask yourself the question, but more importantly, go and find them and ask them the question. If I have this product and I'm selling it for this much, would you buy it? So do your research and development on that. And once you've done your market analysis, figuring out if your customer would pay what it is that you're looking to sell this product at a profit, then you can figure out and tick the boxes and say, well, I figured out what my product is. I know how much it's going to cost me to make this product. I know how much it's going to cost me to run my business. I know who my customer is. I've researched them and I've asked them and they know, and I know that they will spend what I want to sell the product for. And therefore, I've determined that I have a product that I can take to market, provided you can go and find the number of customers that you will have to sell the number of product that you will need to be profitable, to run your business at a profitable amount. Now, that is a very oversimplified, bare bones structure of the way that we help people put business structures and business plans together. But if you are looking to figure out if you will have a viable business, this is a great starting place for you to get just the basic questions under your belt to figure out if you should carry along with the idea of opening a business in 2021 in the coffee industry. Because at the end of the day, what I've just outlined for you is what we call a customer acquisition plan. It's the bare bones of a business plan and a customer acquisition plan that should, if you can extrapolate that out and create a very detailed approach with regards to that, it will be the beginnings of what is destined to be a really great business. So, if we can help you any further, consider joining one of our mastermind groups at mapperforward.org/group coaching. If you need one-on-one consulting, you can get details at mapperforward.org/consulting. Otherwise, you got this and we're here for it, and we'll be creating more content that will help you get further along the way. Peace, love and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in, friends, and thanks to our episode sponsor, High Density by the Barista League. Make sure you check the show notes for all details about their upcoming event. Please be sure to rate, review, and share this episode of the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward with your friends and tell us your thoughts on social media on Instagram at imapitforward. You can watch the video version of this podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/mapperforward and find out more information about our upcoming webinars and mastermind group coaching on our website at mapperforward.org. This podcast is produced by Mapper Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Touch, produced by Shane Cross and written by myself, Lee Safar. Till the next episode of the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, peace, love, and peanut butter.